everybody, welcome to the show. On today's show, we will hear song submissions of independent artists and get tips from Vicky. We're going to kick the show off with a round of music, so stay locked. It's the Michael Esquire Show.
Hot box in my car, Erica in the stereo. The sunset is moving pretty slow. I just wanted to let you know you mean the world to me. And when I look into your eyes, I see me and the rest of us. All our bodies buckling above the trees. In the breeze, they wave back at me. In the breeze, they wave back at me.
Thank you. nothing, no bluffing, it's pretty disgusting. The president on some other stuff and I governor loving it, but never mind it, we sucking it up. Got them plastic corners, I'm cutting them up. Gotta make my money by any means. Nashville got plenty of teams and I stand on the shoulders of the Jubilees. They asking me who I be, Bling the Great. I'm a lion, I'm a ape in Nashville. I got faith that we gon' stand tall and stick together. However, whenever our people is dying, nobody's caring about that. I swear the weather is changing you people. My people, your people, everybody evil is black on black. Y'all see the sequel, got the nerve to scream your life matter. Yeah, what about that little ninja you killed? This black power over black power, but our empire, we stand alone. No helping hand, there's no reason for a ride alone. I'm just a black man in Nashville.
Nashville's dope spot for hip hop and R&B.
Hit up Michael Esquire on Facebook.com/WhoIsMichaelEsquire. And now,
Michael Esquire.
Hey everybody, how you doing this evening? It's Friday.
Yes.
In the building. You hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
My name is Michael Esquire. And to my right is
Vicky.
And we got somebody sitting in very new. He's going to be a young buck coming up in the, what is your name?
Mr. B&B.
Mr. B&B. And to here, to my left is
Just Joan.
Just Joan in the hat. Look, she took that name
I
and
know.
Stuck with it, didn't she?
We got Just Joan,
Just
bed
Joan.
And breakfast.
Yeah, we got bed and breakfast in the house, B&B, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday. Before I get started on the topic, y'all, I had to go in work a graveyard shift the other night, and here in Nashville, on 10th Avenue was underwater. I seen some people, a lot of people said, man, it didn't even rain over by my house, but it was right after we did our broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I went to work and I worked for a little bit, and then I looked outside and I seen some cars turning around, and, it was some trucks and cars floating down the street. I don't know what was going on. I was like, man, I hope this ain't going to be another flood.
Now, you know, I'd heard on the radio that that this lady tried to walk across some water while it was raining and everything like that. And that water swept her away. Mm. She ain't made it.
The other night.
Mm-hmm.
And she died.
Yeah.
Man.
Tried to walk when
it
cars,
was that deep.
Yeah, when cars couldn't get by, she tried to take a stroll.
Yeah, I had somebody say, "Hey, go check on this building, you know, stuff." I'm like, I ain't walking out in there because the water was moving like a river down the street. So
that stuff will catch you fast.
All right, y'all. If y'all ever see a flood, don't do like these people did the other night. People's trying to drive their little little Nissan Sentras down through 8 to 4 foot. Well, I say, just make it this way. It was taller than them.
Right.
And it was driving them little vehicles, them little Datsuns down through there. Them little Ford Rangers. It was actually a Ford Ranger in the street.
Mm-mm.
I couldn't believe it. And it was over the bed.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Stay back.
Yeah.
Take an alternate route.
So today, I came up with the topic. The topic team didn't come up with this one. So Yeah, I actually have a little topic team that helps me out. I inbox them, hey, man, I need some help with a topic. So since I'm watching TV, and every time I turn on a TV, I'm watching Flash. I'm watching How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal, you know, and all these different things. But my question today is, which one is more acceptable? I know there's a lot of interracial relationships out here in the world, and nothing wrong with it, because all of us is biracial. Probably the people that you hear talking tonight, biracial. So, but which one is more acceptable? A white man with a black woman, or a black man with a white woman? What y'all think? What's more acceptable? I say neither, but which one is more acceptable?
Well, what's becoming more popular?
Popular, that's a good word for it.
Is a black woman with a white man.
Yes.
I can agree.
Yeah. Because if you look at the only, now here's, it might sound like a little conspiracy right here, but the latest only time I've seen a black man with a white woman is Get Out. And it was all trying to say that a black brother was lost.
Or Tay Diggs.
He was taken, huh?
He was
down in the sunken place and all these different places. And the most of the time you see a black man with a white woman, and it's popular and it's acceptable, is their NBA players, NFL players.
Mm-hmm.
But out in the regular streets, you know, you get shunned down on. But I don't know. I'm going to tell you, about 8 years ago, I seen a black woman downtown, and she had a white man on her back, and they were running through the waters, and I got so mad.
That has a whole different connotation right there.
They was playing,
but, you know, in my mind, I was like, man, I was mad. I was like, I dare you. Carry that man like that. Carry him through that.
Wow.
Everybody quiet down. Look, don't be scared to talk about Mr. Charlie.
Hey, I've seen it for a long time. What has been acceptable, you know, in our work growing up,
yeah,
for me, my brother, all of his children are biracial.
Biracial, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, except for two.
Yeah.
And he got like 15.
Mm.
So,
yeah, you told me about that. Yeah, we need to have him on there.
No, we don't.
Yeah, Mari. We can have our version of Mari.
So, growing up, I seen that was acceptable. I really didn't see a black woman with a white man. It was just the other way around. But, I mean, I can definitely understand.
Well, I'm just saying, like, on TV and stuff.
Right.
You know, it's become like it's popular. Like Joan said, it's popular.
Well, I just saw, today. Excuse me.
Let me get you some of this water.
Today, I just saw a commercial. And I'm trying to think what it was. But it was a black woman and a white man.
Yeah. It's commercialized now.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, I don't know, we get so deep into this. I wish I could have caught, I wish I could have got out and got some people to interview about this. But me and Troy, my wife, know this situation. Let me stop.
No. Don't get in trouble.
I ain't gonna stop. But look, I know of a situation where some black children are being raised by white folks.
It happens.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's very popular. But I take a little bit of issue with that because, again, this is not to offend anybody, but they treat them like accessories.
Yes.
Like it's a handbag.
Yes.
It's a popular thing to do. You know, when you see them and their hair is not taken care of.
That's what I was going to get on.
Yeah. That's a popular thing, but that's, yeah.
Yeah, they better learn how to go to Keisha's salon.
Right.
Yeah, and that what upsets me about the situation I was talking about is that these children are like you said, their hair and not they don't know how to fix their hair, and their hair is getting real damaged.
Yeah.
To the point they'd have to cut all their hair off.
Yeah.
You know. So
I think media wise, you know, seeing it from that point of view, comparing the two, I would think the white woman gets more grief, gets more, you know, like haters coming towards her than like the black female.
Yeah.
Because she's, you know, I don't want to say like one stronger than the other, but it does take a stronger like white woman to be with a black man to like defend everything and like to, you know, block all the hate that's coming towards her. So.
And then we also talked about that. We do have some sisters out here that think, you know, girl,
you done hit the lottery. Uh-huh.
You done hit the lottery. You know what I'm saying?
He got money.
And, you know, what was it?
And
it
good credit.
Was it 2000? Right. Yeah, was it in 2018 that the Prince, was it 2017? It was 2018, right?
It was recent.
Recent.
Where he married Miss Lady.
Yeah. And
Megan is her name. Yeah. Megan Markle.
And I'm talking about, y'all, that's the first time I was seeing black folks wake up that early in the morning.
I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock. Everybody, Facebook was lit up. Girl, she done got her some. She done got her. I mean, she done got on.
Yeah. We can live in Brentwood now.
Yeah. We got on. You know, I don't have anything against it. You know what I'm saying? Because, matter of fact, I'm a light-skinned. About the same color and shade as Kid Capri and Heavy D. So I know it's some white in me. I don't have nothing against it. It's just.
Well, yeah, I'm a product of it.
Yeah. Joan's sitting over here. Somebody looked at a picture of Joan and said, is that a white woman on the show with you?
And so what if it is?
Yeah, I accept like my best friend is a white guy, you know. But the thing is that. I don't have anything against interracial relationships. I just think you should just find a person that loves you and you love them. Mm-hmm. What I don't like is the people that say, I only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I only date. I only fool with. You date and fool with and the person that God sent you that care about you.
Well, the interesting thing is my dad only dated white women. He said that black women had too much mouth and were too strong for him.
And that's what some people think now. That's what some men think now.
Yeah. But then the interesting thing is my daughter just wrote me a note. And her comment was white men have admired black women and wanted to be with them for a long time.
Yes.
But it was not socially acceptable.
Right.
And now it is.
But it's now because it's been so publicized and you see Olivia Pope and you know, all of this.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they're able to be free and do what they want to do.
I see a whole lot here in this city now.
Mm-hmm.
I see it to the point that I'm like, I mean, I see older people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
You're correct now. White men... I have been attracted to black women for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like black men been attracted to white men. I think that there's nothing wrong with, like I said, but it's just the part that it's becoming popular to the point that everybody going to be beige in a little while.
You do got that.
I know Savannah. I know. Look, a big shout out to Savannah, Tennessee, man. You know what I'm saying?
The most recent popular movie, Bird Box, actually had Sandra Bullock as white, and then the guy that she was with was black.
Really?
I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. And that was like on Bird Box?
One, that's the number one like movie like on Netflix.
I didn't see that part. I sure didn't. I couldn't get into it.
It's a two-hour movie.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's a good movie.
Bird Box. Everybody check out Bird Box tonight after the big shout out to Bird Box. Send us some money.
Right.
All right, we're going to get into the next swing of songs. And when we get back, we're going to keep. This is a great conversation we got going on here. And that's a great topic. you can go all kinds of ways with this.
Mm-hmm.
But we keeping it classy. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to be like George Jefferson was. You know what I'm saying about his neighbors. But we going to go into some more music and we'll be right back.
Baby, I know just what you like, yeah. And baby, I know just what you feel for. Cause I ain't gon' stop, I ain't gon' never stop, no. Until I get your body hot. Come and bring your body to me. Girl, you live a fantasy. I can make your body cream. If you let me spread your wings. I know what you like. We be going in it all night.
Cures and Michael Kors. things are so right. To step into her favorite groove. And I know that's right. She called me over to see her move. What you doing tonight? You're
and you would like us to play your song on our show?
Then email us at themichaelesquireshow@gmail.com.
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 Dipped and Dazzled Treat specializes in chocolate-covered strawberries and decadent desserts for any occasion. Anniversaries, Valentine's Day, weddings, and more. So, if you want superior desserts at quality and affordable prices, give us a call today at 615-270-9233. And that was 615-270-9233. Also, check out our website at www.dippedanddazzledtreats.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dip and Dazz Treats.
Welcome to the Michael Esquire Show
on KTRS.
Nashville's dope spot for hip hop and R&B.
Hit up Michael Esquire on Facebook.com/WhoIsMichaelEsquire. And now,
Michael Esquire.
Yes, sir. We back from the break. We just got through playing She's Unbelievable. And what was that? That's I played Ain't No Quitter, T-Swang. T-Swang, man, that's a good song, man. We're going to keep you in rotation, man. That's all right. Hey, look, if you know somebody that want their song played on the platform, y'all email us the records. We're going to call them records at info@themichaelesquireshow.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we back. We was talking over the break. We were still talking about Mr. Charlie and them down in the... Yeah, but you know, let's see, I'm gonna read something. I got something come in here. Let's see. We live in a city nicknamed Colonel White's. And there are more and more interracial couples moving into town. White women with black men.
Where is Colonel White?
Colonel White's. That must be they nicknamed it city.
All right.
I think I'm not for sure where Colonel White. She I think she might live in Carolina. I don't know. Sheila, tell us where you from so we'll know where Colonel White's is. The Colonel.
Right.
Not to be mistaken with KFC. Those delicious. Those delicious delicacies called Colonel KFC. You know, we eat that KFC stuff and we're not realizing that Colonel himself was a dignified.
Yeah. We don't eat that KFC stuff.
Okay, well, I do. Yeah, it might be. Did you look it up? Colonel Heights. Let's see what she's. Colonel Heights, yeah. Virginia. So they call it Colonel White's.
That's
yeah, right. I guess we could call this a big shout out to Hardin County, Savannah, Tennessee. That's another Colonel White's. But no. Last time I went back home, man, all I seen was a lot of beige people. Mm-hmm. You know, like myself, I'm beige.
Mm-hmm. My mama is.
Yeah. Everybody's beige. I think all black folks is beige in America. Even no. The dark skin ones is beige. I think that I looked at TV the other night and they said that Ronda Rousey had black in her.
Is that the UFC fight?
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess that would explain why she beating people's heads up.
She's 6'1".
Yeah. Beating people's heads off.
She could be mixed with a little something.
Yeah, she could be. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of but it's a lot of people that say they got black history and stuff in them. We got to go around the table. What we got in us? You know, hey, my grandma and them always told me that we got Cherokee Indian in us. I know that's a lie. Ain't got no Indian.
My white grandma would have said that all the time.
Yeah, you know you got mixed with we three parts. Three parts Cherokee.
You got good hair. That means you got Indian.
Yeah, you got that Indian blood in you. What makes Indians got better hair than anybody else? You got that Indian blood. And here lately, I haven't seen big shout out to the Native American people, man. I want to know if any Native people are listening tonight.
What?
Call us at 6 foot. No, I'm just playing. But anyway, I only, you know what? The only, I've never seen any natives before.
They're beautiful.
I have
Indian.
You got some Indian in you, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, my grandmother's mother was Cherokee.
Yeah.
And you could tell, like, from the facial.
Cheeks.
Yeah. Real defined cheekbones, nose.
I believe
and red skin. It was beautiful.
I think my grandmama, I ain't gonna say she was lying because she do have those cheekbones, but I remember back in the 80s her daddy came through there and his nickname was Ampaw. And I remember sitting on his lap and looked up and I thought it was a white man. So but are they all look like that? Or they red? I don't. Why they ain't red or nothing like that. Their skin color's kind of like fair.
I mean, somebody could call you red.
Yeah, I'm red.
Right.
Red bone.
Red bone. With how this song goes.
Stay woke.
I'm stay woke. You better stay woke,
but
brother.
It is like a red hint or mm-hmm. tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the undertone
to the skin.
Is red.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to the skin.
America. This is this America. Are y'all going to go? Look, now, has anybody seen the trailer? What's the name of that movie got? The one from, No, not Us. Is her name Annalise in it? Show How to Get Away with Murder.
Annalise Keating.
Annalise, I think she got a movie come out called Widows.
Olivia, not
what's
her name?
That's the one that played it.
Yes, I seen that movie. It was too bad.
You done seen it?
Yes.
okay, after I tell what I thought when I seen the trailer, you tell me what it's about. This is going to be, everybody, if you ain't seen it, it's spoiler time. Okay. When I was sitting in the theater, we still on Race now.
Viola Davis.
Yeah. So I'm watching the trailers, and I automatically get mad. I don't know why I get mad when I see stuff like this. I'm watching the trailer. I'm looking at it, and I seen it come on. Doom, doom, doom. And I seen, like, this black woman. I knew it was a Hispanic woman, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these brown people. Now, brown women.
Mm-hmm.
They was married to, like, white men and stuff like that. And I think the husbands got killed by a black man. Am I correct?
No. So Annalise Keating, or Viola Davis,
yeah,
she was married to a white man.
Yeah.
The Hispanic lady, she was married to Hispanic guy.
Okay.
All right. And then there were some Caucasians.
Okay.
That were married to other Caucasians.
Okay. But so it was this black sister, the one I'm gonna talk about. Now,
well, Viola, I will say on there, Viola Davis, she thought that her husband was dead, but no, he was faking his death.
Ooh, see there, look
to
there,
be
the plot
with
thickens.
Straight spoiler.
A Caucasian,
yeah, spoiler. Hey y'all, I'm sorry, she just spoiled the movie.
I'm sorry,
but here's what the trailer. When I seen the trailer, here's what I thought when I seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I seen these black, I thought it was, now I'm looking at it, I'm thinking all black women. See, you didn't explain it wasn't all black women. When I first saw it, all I seen was the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I seen them getting fired up hot because they white men were killed. And the black man, the one killed them. And the black man was the enemy. And
he was.
I was so hot, I was like, how you gonna write a movie like that?
Yep, he was the enemy. And he was in politics.
Had him all. They done suited up, got their armor and pistols and bullets.
Yep.
And went after that black man and shooting at him.
What do you think about the notion that black women are with white men because black women say that there is not enough black men?
Men. Because they weren't in jail or...
Yeah.
In prison or...
You know, that's a good statement and question you said, but most of, you know, have you just looked at your timeline? Everybody listening, look at your timeline and see how many times a brother get called, he ain't worth nothing. Now, I'm going to piggyback off of one I heard a comedian say, maybe it ain't the brothers that you picking, they ain't worth nothing, because there's a whole lot of, hey, I'm going to say something. Big shout out to Afro Joe. Afro Joe in the house. Yeah, but there's a lot of good brothers out here, but a lot. Why is it? And that's a good question that I'm finna ask. Why is it that the bad guys always like, women always go at the bad guys, and then whenever they get a bad guy and he don't do them right, then all black men ain't worth nothing.
That's a mindset, though.
You think it's a mindset?
That's a mindset. There are plenty good black men.
Show
there
Leah.
Are. Mm-hmm.
Show
and Leah. Mixed ones.
Mm-hmm. And mixed ones and white ones and black ones. And yes.
But no, I agree with Joan. Yeah, they, and a lot of them, they go towards the married ones, or somebody who was already with somebody
all the time.
Find somebody else.
Yeah, go and get
your own man.
All these single brothers out here, they ain't got nobody. The ones that sitting at home playing Nintendo.
And then it could be, you know,
well, that's
the ones,
problem if he's sitting at home playing Nintendo.
And the ones that we have put in the friend zone.
Yeah.
You know, because he
Man,
may
that's
not
a good
make
one right there.
Enough money, or he, and you know, we do definitely as women have a right to, you know,
pick
be
and choose.
Picky a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm, you know, for the moment, we want to be taken care of. But yeah, so, you know, he may not be, you know, the good looking brother that you looking for.
Yeah,
you know, he may not be light skinned,
and
you know, with good hair.
And
or, yeah.
Dreadlocks and.
So he's out there, but he may not have
families are going back to arranged marriages. I have a girlfriend, a high school girlfriend of mine that is, she's literally gone through all of her sons trying to marry my daughter.
Your daughter? Big shout out to Jones' daughter. Okay? Big shout out. She's up in here, y'all. We didn't even get to shout out her tonight. Jasmine.
But I think it's just because, there are not a lot of, well, some people feel like there are not a lot of good women out here anymore. Yeah. So
that's true.
There's a lot of intimidating women out here, you know.
As in, you're talking about the independent that we talked about?
I'm talking about the ones that make their bread.
Okay.
You know.
Miss and Independent.
Yes. And then there's, why is it that there's a lot of independent women that make six figures, they ain't got a good match. Maybe then we talk about that on another show.
I mean, it's like in today's day, you got people building for themselves and then meeting up with other people instead of like how it used to be, two people meeting out of straight love and then building together.
Yeah.
So you got people, you know, getting their degree. They got their degree. And it's like, you know, I'm up here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you like right here now.
Yeah.
You know, but if we would have got together right after high school, none of that crap would matter.
Because the focus is on the career right about now. And during the career focus, most people just want to bump and grind.
Yeah, they show, dude, don't they? Come at Boomerang stuff. I watched that movie the other night, Boomerang. You know. Yeah. Hey, this was a wonderful topic. Guess what we got coming after the break?
Da da doo dee da da doo dee da 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 da.
Doodle doo doo doo.
Vicky's tips.
Vicky's tips.
Is
in the house.
Time already?
Yeah, man. We done been 40 minutes. I tell you, good conversation, man. Rules the nation, man.
Table talk.
That's right. And we're going to get into another round of music. Do I even have any more music left? We played quite a few tonight. I tell you what, we're going to pull one out of the rabbit's hat. And we'll be back after this with the tips. So y'all stay locked.
I'm standing in the kitchen, gazing out the window, reminiscing on the shit we had. While beating myself up over how I miss those red flags. Your hand caught up in the feelings I that you were the best part of me. Thank you.
Love me, yeah, love me, 'cause
Esquire Show on KTRS. Nashville's dope spot for hip hop and R&B.
Hit up Michael Esquire on Facebook.com/WhoIsMichaelEsquire. And now,
Michael Esquire.
And now, I said, doodle doo 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 doo. It's time for Vicky's tips, y'all.
Oh my God, y'all.
Vicky finna give y'all this them tips, guy. Man. She finna give you them tips.
This guy is nuts.
I'm gonna introduce you, okay? If you out here doing wrong, like me, you know, not eating right, eating two waffles and things like that, stop doing it. And you need to tune in right now, every Friday, and including now, to Vicky's tips, because she's gonna get you right. Time for Vicky.
Hey everybody. Yes, so welcome to Vicky's tips on the Michael Esquire Show. Mm-hmm. So today we are going to be talking about, now you said Whoppers, two Whoppers, right?
Yeah, two Whoppers.
Two Whoppers.
Order fries.
It got all that fat in it, trans fat and all that kind of stuff. So that's what we're gonna be talking about today. So fats. Are fats bad for you? What do you think?
Yeah.
You think so?
It's bad.
What you think, B&B?
B&B and
I always heard of a good balance.
Okay. What you think, John? I know you know.
Not all fats are bad.
Correcto mundo. So not all fats are bad, but what a lot of people think, you know, when they go on the air quote diet, they want to get rid of fats and carbs and all that kind of stuff. But just like Joan said, all fats are not bad. Now, you have the heavily processed ones, the ones with hydrogenated trans fats and all of that that's used in processed and packaged foods. Those can be damaging to your body. They can compromise your cardiovascular system, your immune system. It can also lead to contribute to bad behavior. It can also lead to weight gain and skin problems, skin breakouts, and different things like that. So a lot of people, adults who may have adult acne, they may want to, instead of going to, you know, the skincare products and all that, which is one of the things that you want to look at, but they also want to look at their nutrition. So fats, those two Whoppers could be one. Sugar and all of that good stuff. It also leads to high blood pressure. If you know someone who has high blood pressure, it could be contributed to the fats. So the highly processed fats and things like that. So where can you find good fats? So since people are talking about, oh, well, you know, you need to get the good fats and all that kind of stuff. So good fats can be found in things like your nut butter. So you have your almond butter, you have your cashew butter and different things like that. Peanut butter is cool. I do peanut butter as well. So I do like the raw peanut butter. So like the peanut butter that does not have anything in it except for that.
Not Jiffy. No, what is it called? What is it called?
Jiffy.
Jiff.
Choosy moms choose that stuff with hydrogenated oils and sugar and all that kind of stuff, molasses and everything like that. You can also find good fats in your avocados. You have tahini. You have your oils like your coconut oil, grapeseed oil, different things like that. And when you are cooking, a couple of the oils that you can cook with besides vegetable oil and canola oil are your grapeseed oils. You also have coconut oil, which is good for high temperature cooking. You have your olive oils, which is good for like making dressings and making salads. And you can also use that for cooking as well. But what is fat needed for? Do you not know what fat is needed for?
What about the used bacon grease I grew up on?
No. I grew up on bacon grease right now. My aunt got that in the coffee can.
Don't throw that grease away.
With some fried corn?
Yeah.
We already
talked about corn.
No,
though.
But you know what? everything in moderation, Jones. So I even do corn too from time to time. Matter of fact, I had some with black beans the other day, and it was like a black bean corn salad. But no, the bacon grease on the side of the stove is definitely
throw that away.
No, no,
throw it on away.
Don't even put it in the drain.
Don't do that.
But
for real,
fat is needed for insulation in our body. It's also needed for the absorption of the vitamins and minerals, and also to protect our organs. Now you have your high quality fats. They are good for to steady your metabolism, to keep the hormone levels even, to nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And then you also have to keep your body functioning fluid. So I also have a little recipe for you guys. Yeah, it's not that bad.
That's why
y'all get y'all girls. Give them time. Hey, look, get your pen and paper.
You also have flaxseed, flax oil, all that kind of stuff. Nuts are good fats and everything else. But just to let you know and to reiterate, all fats are not bad. Some of it does help you to, if you are trying to lose weight or trying to maintain, go with your good fats. All right.
Okay.
So this recipe that I want to give you, my friends, it is an avocado dip. So what you would need is one large avocado. You have 2/3 cup of coconut yogurt. All right. You have a diced tomato, some lemon juice, little squirt of lemon juice from a real lemon, cayenne pepper, sea salt, and black pepper. Mix all that stuff up. Get you some chips, some good tortilla chips, a good organic corn tortilla.
Like the purple joints?
The blue ones.
Don't y'all get in the, gonna go in the store and get no Doritos.
Don't get no scoops.
So
this is not for Doritos.
And I will tell you, a good chip, I'll give you two good tortilla chips. One is called Late July. That's the brand. And it's a lime chip. The other one is from Garden of Eden.
And where can we find this? It's Whole Foods.
Red High Blues. Yes, Whole Foods.
You have a kite.
Kroger. Kroger is reasonable. So they have both brands. But get that dip, which is the good fats. Again, it will help promote healthy skin, hair, and nails. It'll help promote your hormone levels, make them even, and also weight loss. Okay.
Oh, so this will help you lose weight.
Yes, this is a healthy recipe.
All right.
So don't go by Burger King, y'all.
And y'all, it looked, we should have had this on before the Super Bowl.
I should have put that on my website.
Yeah, there's a lot of cheese eating, and why we put so much in them in our dip?
Because it tastes good. Everybody is going
for ground beef and the cheese.
Everybody is going for the taste. Yes. So try that recipe, y'all. Tell me how you like it.
Okay, we got a question for you first.
Can you post that recipe for
us? I surely will. Follow me. I'll answer your question. But follow me on Instagram. It is Fortify with Vic. And on Facebook, it's Strengthen with V.
Spell that Vic for him.
Vic, V-I-C. So so Fortify Instagram. It is FORTIFYWITHVIC. Fortify V-I-C. With Vic. Yes.
That's right.
And the question?
The question was, what about diet drinks? Is it better than drinking regular soda?
Nope.
You shouldn't drink? Okay. Troy, you can't drink. You can't drink diet sodas.
So, okay, no. Sodas all together, definitely. You want to try your best to eliminate them. So even though the diet drinks, it may say sugar-free, there is some form of sugar in there somewhere.
What do they call it? Aspartame?
Yep.
Like unnatural sugars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which has been known not to be good for you.
Correct.
And it don't taste good neither.
No. So to answer that question, how many sodas do you drink a day?
No, she drank water and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, no. You want to try to eliminate as much as possible. as much as possible. There is one drink that some when someone asks me how can they eliminate it, I direct them to a little drink called kombucha. So it has that little fizz in there. It has probiotics that'll help regulate your gut.
I can't drink nothing. I can't spell.
That's a hard one, ain't it?
Vicky, what about like a Pellegrino? Because I don't like the taste of soda, but I like the bubbles.
The carbonated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, yeah, no. Okay. Pellegrino is cool.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that other carbonated that everybody like to drink? That what?
Perrier.
No.
Pellegrino.
It's a soap. It's like a
club soda.
It's what is it? The hippies,
ginger ale.
Hippos. What do they call them? I call them hippos. They like the hipsters be drinking it.
I have no idea what it's the like hipsters
little,
be drinking.
Like a little water, a little sparkling water. What's it called?
Sparkling water.
Huh?
Pellegrino.
No, it's called something else. Anyway,
I don't
it
know.
Terrible.
I have to Google it.
The it tastes terrible.
The hippos.
You know them hippos.
Hipsters.
Right.
Big shout out to the hippos tonight.
He done said everything wrong tonight. The hippos
in the
Indians, all of that.
Hey, big shout
sound
out
like
to everybody.
My uncle.
Big shout out to everybody. I misspelled and said the name wrong tonight, man. Big shout out. Really, matter of fact, round of applause to y'all, man. Even to Joe, man. I shouldn't have. That's my boy, man. We need to call. We need to have him come up here and sit with us.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to you, boy. It's going to be all right, Afro. It's going to be all right.
Lord. But, yeah. Nope. Follow me. I will have that recipe on my social media sites or pages. And then also tune in on Monday when I will have Meatless Monday. And when I tell you healthy and delicious can be in the same sentence.
Now, she already told me, don't y'all go out and if you want to be a vegan, don't go out to the store and buy nothing from what's the place I told you about, the Harvest? What's it called? The Harvest Moon? What was it called?
No, you said Morningstar?
Yeah, don't do that. Please.
You know
don't
what?
Do
nine
Morningstar.
Times out of ten, if you are trying to transition or eat more plant based stuff, frozen patties is not the way to go.
Don't do it.
Because you're going to be upset. Yeah, it's going to taste nasty.
It tastes like a tobacco or something. Like
a lot of it tastes like a cardboard box.
Man, it's terrible, man. If y'all going to go vegan, don't try to substitute eggs and all these things you see at the store, man.
If you're going to go try to go vegan, follow me. So
follow Vicky if you want some good, delicious vegetable-based sandwiches. She gonna get you right, so y'all need to go ahead and follow her. Don't play. Quick, hey, like your boy said, get
quit
you one
playing.
And quit playing. Big shout out to Potato Mountain 615. He says that Channel 5 will be, this is a follow up from our show. He says Channel 5 or Channel 2, one of the channel stations is gonna follow him around this Wednesday. I think it's next week. And he asked for them to come talk to me.
Nice.
So I said, hey, man, I got you. You know I'm going to act a fool on there.
Don't do
you're gonna
it.
I'm going to make a YouTube video out of mine. Be like, I'm going to go viral. They're going to be putting music to mine and everything. But, hey, I enjoyed myself this evening.
I did, too.
This was a great, great show. And Monday, giving y'all an update on what to look forward to. Monday, we will have Chic. Is it Chic?
Mm-hmm.
Chic Beauty Supply. What's her name?
Kavonda
will be here talking about, now it's Black History Month. We're going to try to have a black business in here every other episode, or I want them every episode. So if anybody listening knows anybody has a black owned business, we want to showcase you. So we'll have Chic Beauty Supply here Monday. And then on Thursday, what is her name?
Jahara.
She'll be here with her, beauty. What she got?
She has skincare. So
skincare products.
Her own soap. So everything is handmade. Like the girl is bad.
And she gonna be on here.
She has some heart shaped soap that she made
from scratch.
Yes, from scratch.
That's, hey, look.
And it's probably less expensive than Lush.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, I have.
Shout out to Lush. We love you too.
Yeah.
Is Lush Nashville?
Yeah.
Lush, if y'all listening, y'all come on up here, man. And when y'all come up here, man,
they ain't got time. Look, yeah,
I know y'all might be too big, but whatever. But if you want to come through here, just come through here with your business and bring your little treats and your little examples. We'll show up, take some pictures with you, and have a good time up in here. So
yeah, try to get you some more business.
Yeah, we're gonna try to get you a commercial. You know, where you gonna get that at? 92, Jen.
Stop playing. Shout out to
92Q. Yeah, shout out to 92Q and them in the morning time.
Yeah, I listen to them.
Yeah.
In the morning.
What's his name?
Kenny.
Kenny Smooth. Kenny Smooth in the morning. Kenny Smooth. Big shout out to Kenny Smooth taking the place of Tom Joyner.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to get
our
own. That's
big.
That's big, man. Syndicated. But anyway, see y'all Monday. We had a great one. And CMB, thank you for, is it CMB?
Mr. BNB.
I done call him Cash Money Billionaires, man.
Cash Money Records taking over the 99.
Yeah, my friend, he done set in tonight. Well, I really enjoyed him being here. And hey, y'all,
thanks for having
we will talk sure. to y'all Monday.
Damn.
The Michael Esquire Show is coming to a close. Don't trip, because we'll be back next time with more mixes and more personality. Until then, follow Michael Esquire on social networking and be ready for more hot mixes. Yeah. On behalf of Michael Esquire, until next time.
Peace.